Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together.
Tonight, yes, this is the day that the Lord has made, Saturday night, April 22nd, 2017. Yes, you are now in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am Executive Director and Host, Brother James Brown Jr. And yes, we do come to you live each Thursday and each Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. from Detroit, Michigan. I have a very special guest coming forth on tonight, and I'm so excited to have her on. And this is her first appearance, and I'm sure the Lord is going to open some more doors. This is not going to be her last time being on this platform on tonight. I am so proud to announce that my special guest is none other than radio host Sister Shakira Ellis. She is the host, radio host of Changing the Conversation, and this can be found on Motor City Woman's Radio Network. She is my special guest on tonight. And before we go into our program for tonight, we always open up with prayer. So I'm asking all listeners if you will go into prayer with me at this time. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus Christ. We come once again to say thank you for this another day that you have made. Heavenly Father, we thank you for who and all that you are. We bless your name on tonight because we know that you're truly worthy to be praised. Heavenly Father, before we go any further, we ask and pray that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions. Heavenly Father, that our prayers and that our works for you through the kingdom over this airways will not be hindered, that you will be glorified through it, and that people of God will be blessed. And, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray that should there be anyone listening on tonight that do not have a relationship with your son, Jesus Christ, who do not know him, we pray, Lord, that their spiritual eyes will become open on tonight. After hearing the word on tonight through this vessel, my guest on tonight, that they will be able to open their own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and seek him and ask him sincerely to come into their heart so they can be saved in his name. And once they are saved in his name, they will know their God purpose. And not only will they know their God purpose, they will walk in it and they will live in it and fulfill their God purpose in the earth is our prayer in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we come also lifting up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. We pray that, Lord, that you would touch, heal, and deliver as only you can in Jesus' name. I pray and lift up my brother in Christ and minister. I lift him up to you, Heavenly Father. You know what he's going through. And not only him, but Deacon Thompson from the Shield of Faith Church and also Deacon O'Brien. And not only them, but all those that are sick and afflicted in their bodies, minds, and spirits. We pray, Lord, that you would touch, heal, and deliver as only you can. For we know that you are still a healer, and we know that you change not, and you have no respect for a person. We know that according to your word, you tell us that by the stripes of Jesus Christ, we are healed in his name. So we just lift them up to you that you would touch, heal, and deliver in Jesus' name on tonight. And, oh God, we also lift up all those that are bereaved on tonight. We know that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. So we lift them up to you, Heavenly Father. You know where they are, and you know how they're hurting, and you know how to comfort and strengthen them as only you can. So comfort and strengthen the bereaved all over the land. In Jesus' name we pray. And, oh God, on tonight, we pray that as we go forth with this program on tonight, that you would be glorified through it on tonight. We lift up our guest on tonight, that you would continue to bless her, bless the ministry that she's affiliated with, her church family, her entire family, Lord, the works of her hands. And, oh God, we just give you glory, we give you praise, we give you honor. Continue to bless the listeners, Heavenly Father. Move by your spirit over this airway, Heavenly Father, that you alone will be glorified. Heavenly Father, we pray that we would be decreased so that you may increase in us, so that you will be glorified in Jesus' name. Yeah. Have your way on tonight, Lord. We know it's not us that is doing this. It's you who have anointed and appointed us for such a time as this. For we know that we are now living in the last and evil days, and your son, Jesus Christ, is soon to come again. So we just want to be doers of your word, and we want to be able to hear you say to us when we stand before you, well done, thy good and faithful servant. That's our prayer for tonight, that we will be doers of your word and not just hearers only. So have your way on tonight through this broadcast, that you'll be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, we have a spiritual food for thought on tonight, as we always do. And some people may not believe this, but our spiritual food for tonight comes to us saying, this includes me as well as all listeners, being a Christian is a lifestyle. Not just on Sunday, not just on the day that you attend Bible class, but being a Christian, a real true Christian, is a lifestyle every day. I'm asking all listeners, if you will please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants/ambassadors/vessels. And once you get there, please click on follow. I do welcome all comments and feedback from my listeners. You can email me at james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Well, as I forestated, I do have a special guest coming forward on tonight. But before I bring her forth, I have two announcements that I need to make. And in regards to the upcoming gospel stage play that the Lord has anointed and my younger sister, Danetta Burney, to write, the gospel stage play is titled Opposite Ends of the Bridge. Well, for those of you that were anticipating on being there, scheduled for May 13th and Mother's Day, May 14th, well, that play has been postponed for a later date. So as soon as we get the new date for this play, I will be announcing the new date for the play. Again, the play the Lord has blessed my younger sister to write, Opposite Ends of the Bridge, has been postponed to a later date in this year. So as soon as we get the new date, I will be making that announcement. And my final announcement is I am so excited to be able to make an announcement on behalf of the Fireman's House Subway restaurant. I'm sorry, not Subway, but Firehouse Subs. This is a restaurant It was opened and started by firemen, and they have locations throughout the Michigan area, and I'm sure they have locations in other cities. But I had the pleasure with two of my sisters to dine out at that at one of their locations on today for the first time. And so by them being firemen, we want to continue to support them because they do such great work in protecting the citizens of our cities and our local areas. And we want to keep them lifted up in prayer. And we want to thank God for them and their endeavors. And so what they do through their restaurants, they not only put out fires and save lives, but they have different restaurants in different locations, and they give back to the communities money-wise. So every time you go and purchase something or sit down in one of their restaurants and eat there or take out a carry-out order, part of your purchasing orders are given in different funds to local charities and organizations that would be a blessing to other people. So I'm asking all listeners, if you would please support your local firehouse sub. They did not ask me to do this. The Lord put it on my heart to make this announcement on their behalf because they do put their lives on the line for us every day. And not only them, but our police officers, our doctors, and our nurses. We thank God for each one of them for the great work that they do on behalf of humanity. So we want to be a great support to them. So that's why I'm announcing that you who are listening, whenever you're in the area of your or area where you see a firehouse sub, please go in and support them and be a blessing to them because they are truly a blessing to us. Well, I do have my guest standing by, and she is about to come forth in the presence again of radio host Shakira Ellis. I hope I'm pronouncing your first name correct, Sister Ellis.
Shakira.
That's the conversation, and that is found on Motor City Women's Network. She is a member of Christian Tabernacle Church in Southfield, Michigan, where her pastor is James L. Morgan. And she is coming forth now, and she's going to share with us first a short testimony. Following her testimony, we will do a music break. And after the music break, I'm going to come back, and I have a few questions for Sister Ellis on tonight. But first, Sister Ellis, would you please, I am so excited to have you on this show tonight.
It's a pleasure
platform.
To be on.
I'm going to ask if you would please share with the listeners a short testimony, and following your testimony, we will do a music break.
Okay. So my name is Shakira Ellis. The name of my show is Changing the Conversation with Shakira Ellis. And about a year ago, I came up with this idea, first about being on the radio again. Previously, I had been on the radio for about 4 or 5 years, and I had left to go to corporate America, and I was out of radio for a number of years, and I decided a year ago to try my hand to get back into radio broadcasting. With me being out of the industry for so long, I knew that it would be a little difficult to try to establish myself at a radio station. But, you know, in my perusing social media, I came across this a network that was forming called Motor City Woman Radio Network, and it was founded by Robin Kenny, who currently owns the platform. And this was a platform for women to share their voices on empowerment, community, finances, business, entrepreneurship, whatever, to really give women who don't normally have a voice a voice. And I thought this would be a great opportunity for me to come back on and share my platform. So I decided to meet up with Robin a year ago to discuss my idea, and on October 9th, my show, Changing the Conversation with Shakira Ellis, aired the first show. And basically, the show is about really changing the perceptions of inner cities and the people who live there by showcasing the positive initiatives that are going on in these areas. Inner cities get a bad rap, as we all know. Inner cities do have their challenges, but there are people that are deeply invested in their community and making it better. And my show just gives them the opportunity and the platform to share what they're doing in making their community better. And I'm using Detroit as an example because we've seen a lot of the revitalization going on in Detroit, downtown as well as midtown, and then moving out into some of the neighborhoods. So you know, the goal of the show is to not only highlight Detroit, but to highlight cities like Detroit that are really revitalizing and moving the needle, and those folks who are involved in doing that. Hello?
Praise the Lord. God for you. And
I thought I lost you.
We need more women like you and to come forward and stand up and be the women of God that He have called and ordained for them to be, and not try to walk in someone else's shoes or not to be in someone else's lane, but know your lane and know your purpose. So we thank God for you for knowing your purpose, and you are fulfilling your God purpose through your radio broadcast, and that you're able to be a blessing to women around the world, and not only women, but to men around the world, those that are being doers of God's word. That's what you are. You're being a doer and not just a hearer only. So we thank God for you and sharing your testimony on tonight. And that's why I have all, and I ask all guests that comes on my show, if they would please share a testimony, because God gets His glory through our testimonies. He said he said in His word that He would share His glory with no one. And not only that, when we share our testimonies, that lets others know if they are weak in their faith or if they have doubts or fears. If they hear our testimony, they can know that the same God that helped us and blessed us to be able to do what He's anointed us to do, that same God, because He has no respect to our persons, He can bless them too. So you will be blessed by sharing your testimony. Others will be blessed by hearing it, and God will be glorified. So that's why it's important that we share our testimonies, that God will be glorified through them. So, Sister Ellis, I thank you for sharing that testimony on tonight. And before we go into your questions, I am going forth with our music break. And for such a time as this, the world in such turmoil right now, we need to stop talking about one another and start praying more for one another. So in the music selection that I have selected again for tonight, and I've been sticking with this song for a while, and I'm going to keep playing it for a while until the Lord say change it, because we need prayer. We need doers of the word and not just hearers only. And we need people that are being doers of God's word without hidden motives and agendas. So we need to be praying one for another. So as we go into this musical selection, pray for me. And following this music selection, I'm going to come back to Sister Ellis with her questions for tonight.
Come on, KD.
It's an old song from North Carolina, Currituck, North Carolina. Maybe some of y'all know this, but I'm going to sing this song here. My, my, my. Pray for me. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
When you buy
Well, praise the Lord on tonight. Yes, pray for me. You know what?
Okay.
While we are talking about prayer on tonight, for those of you who are truly saved in Jesus' name on tonight, we not only need to be praying for one another, we need to be lifting up our president in prayer. Pray for our president. Pray for our world leaders on tonight, because we know that no matter what they're doing or what they're trying to do, we thank God that God is in total control at all times. We know that the enemy has power, but God still has all power because he is the great I am, and he has the final word. So we thank God that he is in total control. But until Jesus comes, we as Christians, we need to be praying one for another. So I am so excited to be able to bring forth my guest on tonight, Sister Ellis. Could someone that's on the line need to place their phone on mute? If you would please place your phone on mute, other than Sister Ellis or other listeners, if you could please place your phones on mute other than Sister Ellis, please, I would be so grateful. Thank you. Sister Ellis, I'm going to come forth with you now with my question for you. And the first question that I have for you on tonight is, as a female radio host, what inspired you to reach out to other females?
Well, you know, my show not only reaches out to women, but it does reach out to men as well. But I will say this. I think that women need to be empowered. You know, I think that we face unique challenges that are strictly to women. And I think that having this platform, Motor City Woman, has provided a platform for women to empower one another, to talk about issues that affect our daily lives, you know, as mothers, as women, as entrepreneurs, as friends, you know, daughters. And we need that platform that really speaks to us and amplifies the triumphs and the trials that we go through as women. And I think that's what this platform, Motor City Woman, does. And my show does as well, because I do talk to women about a variety of issues. My show doesn't, like I said, necessarily focus solely on women. It focuses on inner cities, but of course women are, you know, they are part of that. So again, the platform really is just to inspire and empower women and give them a voice.
Amen. Well, praise the Lord. And that is almost leading right into my next question. I am so glad to hear that you not only just reach out to women, but you do also reach out to men, because especially those that are in the body of Jesus Christ, and not only those that are in the body of Jesus Christ, but anyone that is trying to be doing something to better the world, that will be an influence on the world in a positive way. That's what we need, more people to reach out to be role models, and to, if you are able to extend a hand in any way or any shape or form to anyone, that's what we are supposed to be doing as believers in the body of Jesus Christ. And that leads me to my next question to you. Again, I said, because this is so. My question to you is, how important is it as Christians to be that we show God's love and compassion toward all people?
Well, I think it's a mandate. You know, God is love. And I think that when we exemplify love, we exemplify him. We draw people to us when we have a loving and kind attitude. Kindness costs nothing. You know, it's easy for us to point out sin, because there is a lot of sin in the world, and we are to judge sin. But I think in order to bring people to Christ, you need to exhibit love, because if you're dealing with an unbeliever is not likely to be studying the word of God. They don't really know the word. They don't know who Jesus is. But if we can exemplify love and compassion to one person or to many people, we can draw them closer to him by being examples of who he really is.
And that is so true, because I'm listening to what you said, and you said a word right in there. It's a mandate, and that's for all Christians.
Yeah, it is.
And the mandate for us is to show love and compassion and kindness. And sometimes we can turn people away. Even we can turn, as Christians, we can turn each other off from each other through our negative attitudes toward each other.
Right.
envy and jealousy is so it's such a I don't want to use the word nasty, but I'm going to say nasty attitude. Spirit, that is the work of the enemy, and the Lord cannot work through us when we have those type of spirits. So we are, as being doers of God's word, we are to be Christ-like. Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King, he had love. He not only had it, but he showed and demonstrated his love. And so that's why we say being a Christian is a lifestyle, and it's every day. We should be walking around the earth everywhere we go. We don't necessarily have to walk around with a big Bible under our arms or wearing a big cross around our necks to let people know that we're saved. Sometimes they can see Jesus Christ, and if you're really being a doer of God's word, and if you are anointed of God, just your presence in the room can change the atmosphere. And so that's why it is so important that we fulfill the mandate, just like you said, the mandate that God has appointed unto us as Christians is our duty to show love and compassion toward all people and with kindness. My next question to you is, why should Christians? Excuse me. Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. No, I was just going to kind of piggyback on what you said about the lifestyle. I think it's exhibited through our attitude as well. That's part of our lifestyle. You know, a lot of times as Christians, we get caught up in the works. We get caught up in how many auxiliaries we're in or how many ministries we belong to or what our title is. And sometimes we can lose focus on the attitude and how that can turn new believers away and cause them to backslide. So, if I can't stress how important it is to love and to be kind and show compassion to not only unbelievers but new believers as well, so we can keep them in the church wall, so we can educate them and grow them and love on them until they can grow in Christ and become what he has them to be. So that's all I wanted to say on that.
I praise the Lord, and I thank you for that, because that is so important that you included that, because people need to hear that, and that is so important that we know that as Christians. And what you just said reminded me of the new book that the Lord has blessed me to write, and it's part two of Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God? And part two is titled Are You Scattering God's Flock? And we can scatter God's flock by having such negative attitudes, the way we treat each other. And it's very important that we don't get caught up, like you said, that we don't get it caught up in our positions or our titles. That's not what it's about. Are you being a doer of God's word? Are you being that light that people can see Jesus through you while you are being a doer and not a hearer only?
That's
my next
right.
question to you is, why should Christians stand firm on faith?
Well, because without faith, it's impossible to please God. You know, sometimes we may not have anything, a dime to our name, but if we have faith, and if we believe that God is going to come through because he is faithful, he will come through. We have to pray and believe. We have to stand on faith. That's also, I believe, a mandate. You know, there are many scriptures in the Bible, faith without works is dead. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, but the evidence of things not seen. We don't oftentimes, we walk by faith and not by sight. We can't get caught up in our circumstances because Jesus told us that we would have tribulations, but be of good cheer because he's overcome the world. So we can go through our tribulations and have faith and stand on that faith knowing that he will bring us out of them.
And I am a living witness. True, and it's so powerful what you said, because in this life, Jesus told us in his word, in this life, because Jesus Christ, God's only son, he went through trials and tribulations, and we know his purpose, why he came. He came out of love to pay our sin debt with his own blood, which he did, and he died for us, and he paid our sin debt with his blood that we could be saved and redeemed back to our Heavenly Father, our Creator. But in the word of God, it tells us, and some of the disciples told us, don't be surprised, don't be alarmed because of the people don't like you or they're going to talk about you or they don't believe that you're saved or you have been called by God, that you continue to do what God called you to do, because Jesus Christ, he was persecuted. They didn't believe that he was the Son of God, and they didn't believe that he was the Messiah, that he came with a purpose that God had designed for him to come down from glory in the form of a man, baby, to pay our sin debt with his own blood. And some of the people that he walked with and talked with, even some of those people had doubts and fears about who he was. But even today, as Christians, we still have to remember and stand on the word of God. And like you said, don't be persuaded or don't get turned around because people don't believe who you say you are, that you've been called and anointed by God to do the things that you're doing, that he is going to be glorified through you. So we must, and it's so important that we stand on our faith, because the word of God says without faith it's impossible to please God. So we must believe that God, we must believe that he is who he said he is. So faith is a very important, one of the very important parts of our Christian walk, and that we display our faith, because sometimes in life we could be going through different challenges in life, and people that are not saved, and even some Christians, and the first thing they will say to you, if you start looking like or acting like you may have doubts or fears, the first thing they will ask you, you're supposed to be saved. Where's your faith? What kind of God do you trusting in? That you know your faith is weak and shaky. But yes, there may come times when our faith do become weak or shaky. But that's why we have to stand strong in the Lord and stand on his word, knowing that all things are possible with God, and there is nothing too hard for God. When we stand on our faith works for us. When we put the word on it and mix it with prayer and our faith, then God will do the rest. He would say, stand still, and then we can see the salvation of the Lord.
That's right.
My question to
you
now is,
go ahead.
Yes, it is very important. And God, I'm so glad that he sits high and he looks low, and he is not like man. See, man looks at the outer appearance. He sees only what he can see with his natural eye. But God knows us, and he searches our hearts. And that's what I love about God. He loves us so much that he knows that every hair on our head. He knows our down sitting and our uprising. There's nothing that happens to us that he's not aware of. But he tells us that he's never going to leave us nor forsake us. So that's why we have to stand on our faith, stand on the word, trust God, and know that he's not a man, that he's a lie. He's going to do exactly for you what he said he's going to do when you stand on your faith. My question to you next is, what do you think need to be done today to bridge the gap between seasoned saints and young Christians?
Well, I think we need to meet young Christians where they are. You know, a lot of times we judge them based on the music that they're listening to. You know, for example, Christian rap. For those of us who were raised old school, who listened to him, you know, who sung hymnals in church. I was raised Baptist, so we sung a lot of hymns in church. We did devotion where it was more of like call and response. Sometimes we can be a little bit judgmental when we hear the younger saints listening to Christian rap, because we'll say it sounds like the world. But if you listen to it, there is a message, and Jesus is the message. And so I think it's important to meet them where they are. A lot of these young people are dealing with things that we didn't deal with. For example, social media. You know, social media is huge. You're seeing kids now committing suicide on social media. Cyberbullying is a huge issue that a lot of children and even adults in some cases are dealing with. And so I think it's important for us to arm ourselves by studying the word, understanding the word, operating in mercy and patience, because we need to be patient with kids today, and meeting them where they are and then slowly mentoring them and talking to them about the Lord and bringing them up to where they need to be, if that is what God has called us to do. So I think it's so important not to judge the youth, but like I said, to meet them where they are and bring them along the way. Because that's what happened to me. You know, I couldn't have come as far as I've come without being mentored by my elders who understood and knew the Lord a little bit better than I did.
Amen. That is so true. And my family and I, my siblings, my eight siblings and I, we were brought up the same way. And I too, I'm like you. I thank God for the elders and the seniors that we was raised up under in the Lord, in the house of God, in the church. And
that's
so some of them are still alive, and some of them have gone on to be with the Lord. But I thank God for each one of them, because he placed them in our lives for a reason. And that's what we ought to be doing as well, like you said, for our youth. We are to be examples and role models, and we need to stop being so quick to judge. And like you said,
pertaining
to the rap, some of this rap stuff, and I kind of scratch my head at some of the stuff that I hear, even some of the gospel rap, because I have to scratch my head sometimes.
What
wait a minute, what are they saying? What did they talk about?
Right.
Right. They didn't mention Jesus nowhere. I didn't hear Jesus. I didn't hear God nowhere in that song. But it's going to be Christian rap. But then,
right.
on the other hand, we are not to judge, but we can judge according to the word righteous, called righteous
mm-hmm.
judging.
That's
but
right.
if it's going to help the youth, then that's what we to do as seasoned saints, as seasoned Christians. We can bridge the gap, where bring our youth together and draw them even closer to the Lord by being good examples and being good role models, not just by what we say, but what we do also.
Mm-hmm. And
my
I
next
will challenge
to
you too.
Go ahead. You're more than welcome.
So what I will say to the youth, if there are any youth listening, is to listen to wise counsel. Listen to your elders, because if they are studied in the word, if they know God, if they know how faithful God is and they stay on their knees praying, there is wisdom that they can share with you that will bring you through your journey. Listen to your elders. Reverence your elders, because in this society nowadays, we don't respect our elders like we should. And the elders have wisdom. Those that have walked according to the word, they have wisdom to share. And if you tap into that, if you ask questions, if you want to grow, they will help you get there. That's how I got to where I am. That's how family members I know got to where they are. You don't always have to like what they say, but you should at least listen to what they say, because there is truth and wisdom in what they're telling you, because they've lived everything you're going through. They've been where you've been. So I challenge the youth,
right.
you know, not only for us to meet you where you are, which I'm always willing to do, but I also challenge you to listen. So you
Amen.
Gather
that's
wisdom.
That's a two-way street.
Yeah, that's right. So it helps you make wise decisions. So you're not doing things and not living according to the word. Listen to your elders.
Amen. You said that right. Yeah. And because they can help you, if you really listen to your elders, young people that may be listening in on tonight, if you truly listen to those that are seasoned saints that are really born again
That's
of
right.
God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, they can help you. By you listening to them, they can help you avoid going through some of the same things that they went through in life. And so that's one of the main purposes that the Lord placed senior citizens in young people's lives, is to help them, the young people, to avoid some of the things that the seniors have gone through in their Christian walk.
Mm-hmm.
So because the enemy, he don't care who he used. He's using young people, old people today. He don't care who he used. The main thing that the enemy does today, like he did back then, he's still the same. He haven't changed. He don't want you to get the word in you. He wants you to stay spiritually blind. And once you're spiritually blind, you're not going to listen to anyone. You
right.
have your mind made up that you're going to do what you want to do. You're grown, even though you're still a young person. In your mind, and the enemy will have you believe or think that you're grown. You can't tell me nothing. I don't care how gray-headed you are, how long you've been serving the Lord, how long you've been saved. I'm going to do what
right.
I want to do. You can't tell me nothing. And then as soon as they get in trouble, you'll be the one they come to. Pray for me. So
mm-hmm.
it behooves young people even today, just like you said, and my family, we were brought up in the church. Well, with the mothers on the mother's board, if they saw you out of line, they would pull you aside and they would check you real quick
Absolutely.
In the church.
Yes,
they didn't
they
wait
would.
Till you got outside. They would correct you right then. And you respected them.
That is correct.
And
that's
why
correct.
It is so important that the young people respect our elders, because he said, you know, you live alone. You have a long life. If you know, obey your parents and obey them that have rule over you, your pastors, any person that's saved that can give you spiritual advice or counsel that's going to benefit you and help you grow in your spiritual walk to help you fulfill your God purpose, then you need to listen to them, that you will be blessed by the Lord and you will fulfill your God purpose by living a long life by listening to your seasoned saints and your elders. So it's important that we be good examples. Even though we may be seasoned saints, we're not so old that the Lord can't, you know, chastise. He chastised us too, those that he loved. He said he's chastened those whom he loved.
That's
My
right.
next question to you, Sister Ellis, is why does God's word tell us to let our light shine?
Well, we need to be lights in dark places. You know, there's a lot of dark places in the world, and we need to be the light to provide the example of what, you know, we are supposed to be ambassadors of Christ. We are supposed to represent him on the earth. And by doing that, I believe letting our light shine, you know, that's what it does. And, gosh, this is a good question, but, we just really need to be examples of who he is by letting our light shine and just by speaking like him, forgiving like him, instructing like him. That's one way. Those are ways that we can let our light shine.
I like what you just said, forgiving and loving like him. And that is a part of the Christian arena that is so hard and difficult for some Christians to do, is to forgive and love. And that's what Jesus was all about. He came out to save mankind out of love. And we need to be more Christ-like. And we truly can be Christ-like by letting our light shine for Jesus every day. And it's, like you said, in this dark, sinful world, and it seems like it's getting darker and darker day by day. So that's why it's so important that while we're being doers of God's word, that we not only talk the talk and walk the walk, but we got to live this every day. It's like, again, it's a lifestyle. It's not just a certain mm-hmm. day that you choose to be Christ-like. You got to be Christ-like every day, everywhere you go, so that whenever you walk into a room, the atmosphere will change. Whether you open your mouth or not, they're going to know that something about you that's different. The atmosphere has changed because you walked in the room, because your light is shining. They see Jesus in you, and that's what it's all about. We are to be the lights of the world, and Jesus is the light, and he's still shining today. So God's word tells us to let our light so shine before men that they will see our good works and glorify the Father in heaven. My next question to you is, how many ways can an unsaved person be saved?
There is only one way, through Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. If you want to get to the Father, you have to go through Jesus first. Jesus is the Son of God. He died on the cross for our sins. And if we believe in him, we should not perish but have everlasting life. There is only one way, and that's Jesus Christ.
Amen. I'm not going to add anything to that, because we can go
exclamation point.
Exactly. But you said it right. Jesus Christ is the only way that anyone can be saved. There's no other way. I don't care what people say, what the world says. The word of God says the only way that anyone can be saved is through Jesus Christ. And you can't be saved through God, because God did not die for you, even though he's our Heavenly Father and Creator. Wow. And while we're talking about that, God is not everyone's Father. Some people believe that because they pray and they say, God is my Father. But if you're not saved, God is not your Father. He's your Creator. And he will not hear your prayer if you're not saved. Only prayer that God hears from a sinner is a sinner's prayer asking to be saved in Jesus' name. And mm-hmm. then once you're saved in Jesus' name, then God will hear and answer your prayer.
You'll
so
be
there is only
the
one way to be saved, and that is through Jesus Christ, because he is the one that came down from glory, and he is the one that paid our sin debt with his own blood. He is the one that rose from the dead and came out of the grave with the victory over hell, death, and the grave in his hands. And he is the one mm-hmm. who is now sitting at the right hand of God making intercession for the saints mm-hmm. of God. So Jesus Christ is the only way that anyone can be saved. My next question to you is, what is the difference between God's grace and mercy and mankind's grace and mercy?
Well, God's, mercy is unmerited. God's mercy is new every morning. Man's, depending on if he feels like it or if he likes you, he may show you a
little
mercy.
What did you just say? Could you repeat that again?
So, for example, God's mercy and grace is unmerited. We don't have to do anything to get it. His grace is new. His mercy is new every morning. Man, on the other hand, depending on if he likes you or if you fit into his clique, quote unquote, he may show you mercy. He may show you mercy. He may not. And that's why I'm so glad that I serve a faithful God, because in spite of what I do, the mistakes that I've made, if I confess my faults to him, he is faithful and just to forgive me, and he will do it, and his mercy is new every morning. And I think every person, and if there is an unbeliever or a new believer that's out there listening, don't be condemned. You know, confess your faults, confess your sins, come to Jesus, because he is the only way to give you real life. If you're looking for life, if you're looking for peace, if you're looking for joy, if you're looking for love that's never ending, come to Jesus, because he is the way, the truth, and the life, and his mercy is new every morning.
Yes, it is. I'm a witness. I can bear witness to that myself, because I know that I don't deserve God's grace or mercy, but he is so kind to me, and not only me, but all those that are faithful doers of his word. Ben, I love what you just said. Man, it all depends on man, how he feels about you on a certain day, because man is fickle. Mankind is fickle. They can love you one minute, and the next second they can hate your guts. But God's love for us and his grace and mercy, it never changes. It never changes. He's always the same toward us. He loves us in spite of ourselves. He don't love our sin or like our sin, but he loves us because we came out of him. He loves us, but he don't love our sins.
Mm-hmm.
My next question to you is, how are Christians to display holy boldness without boasting or bragging?
Well, boldness comes from our confidence in Christ. You know, just by understanding how weak we are, that should eliminate any boasting or bragging right there. You know, when I sit back and I take inventory of all of my weaknesses and frailties, I have no reason to boast or brag about anything. I know that what I do is through Jesus who strengthens me. I like to say, apart from him, I am nothing, but with God, all things are possible. And, you know, in my prayer life, I ask God to use me. And when you ask God to use you, he will use you. And in oftentimes, he will stretch you in areas where you're uncomfortable. And in your flesh, you may be thinking, you know, just by looking at yourself, I can't do this. There are many times that I've been in situations and circumstances where I said to myself, well, who am I to be here? I can't do this. And really, I can't if I'm just looking at me. But if I center myself in Christ, and if I'm meditating on the scripture, I know who I am in Christ, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. So because I know my frailties, and I'm speaking from personal experience, because I know my frailties and my weak, I can't afford to boast. It's through Christ that gives me the strength, that empowers me, that enables me to do the thing that he has called me to do. And that's how I'm able to do them.
And I can touch and agree with you, what you just said, because I feel the same way. My prayer is that, Lord, use me. I'm a vessel. I'm your servant. I'm an ambassador. And like you said, I, of myself, I can do nothing. But I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, because he is my strength. Without him, I can't do anything. And so I need him. We as Christians who are truly being doers of God's word, we know it's not us. We know it's God. Mm-hmm. We know it's Jesus Christ who's working in us to fulfill our God purpose for God's glory. So I thank God for anointing me and using me. And my prayer all the time, even since I was a little boy when I got saved at 8 years old, and it's still today at the age of 59, still my prayer is, Lord, use me for your glory, because
that's right.
I know it's you who's living and working in me, that I can be a vessel or that somebody can see Jesus Christ in me, whether I open my mouth or not. They will know that I'm saved, and their lives can change just by being around a person that's saved and who's truly being a doer of God's word without hidden motives or agendas. That
mm-hmm.
is like a vibe. They pick up on that.
Mm-hmm.
Even unsaved people, they know if you're saved or not, and they can tell.
Right.
If you are really being a doer of God's word, and the enemy is not, he's not stupid, he's not crazy. The enemy
right.
knows too. But again, the enemy is limited. He has power, but he has limited power. Mm-hmm. The God we serve, he have all power. He is the great I am. And with God, all things are possible, and we know that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. My final
mm-hmm.
question to you on tonight, Sister Ellis, is, as Christians, why is it important to be doers of God's word and not hearers only?
Well, because we need to be examples. Sometimes we are the only Jesus that people see. And if we're operating like the world, if we're gossiping, if we're tailbearing, if we are not trustworthy, we can't keep a confidence. You know, there are so many things that instructs us on how to live accordingly. And if we're not doing it, people are watching us. As soon as you say, you know, in my experience, as soon as you say I'm a believer or I'm a Christian, people will start to watch you. They'll start to watch to see what you do, how you interact with people, if you get angry often, if you snap on your boss, if you take paper home from your office and it's not yours to take. Those little things matter. And so, you know, not just being hearers of the word, going to church every Sunday or every Wednesday for Bible study. We have Bible study on Tuesday. But being doers is really what draws people to Christ, because they'll say, you know, this person is for real. They're not only, you know, quoting scripture all day or praying in tongues all day, but they're actually, they live with integrity. Their word is their bond. They're not saying one thing and doing another. And so I think it's extremely important, and it's something I challenge myself with every day, you know, to watch how I treat people. That's important. How I talk to my boss, that's important, because we are supposed to submit to authority. That's in the word. That's in Romans. So, you know, how I treat my mother, how I treat my sister, you know, how I talk to friends and even to enemies, because we are to love our enemies no matter how hard that is, and it is hard sometimes. But those things matter. And if we're sent out to save souls and we're telling people we're Christians, they're watching that. And if we're operating like the world, we're losing folks. And the goal is to gain more souls for Christ. So we got to be careful in how we treat people and how we operate on a daily basis and how we talk to people and how we talk to our bosses and how we interact in just everyday things, things that you would find, things that are mundane. Do you take pencils home? Do you steal from the office? Those kinds of things that, you know, cause into question your integrity. So, being a doer of the word will draw more people to Christ.
Yes, it will. I'm a witness. I like what you said, and it's very true. We are to love our enemies, and Jesus Christ is our perfect example of that. If we, those who are saved, and we can see in our minds, if you, all you have to do is go in the Word, read the Word for yourself, and see how Jesus was treated, how Jesus was humiliated, and all he did was did good and showed love and compassion toward all people. Even some of those people that he healed and delivered and set free, the ones he fed, the hungry, the one he healed and some even brought back from the dead, some of those same people that when it came time to make a choice, some of those same people that Jesus fed and all the miracles that he did, some of those same people that said, yes, he's Lord, Lord, one day, and the very next day out of them same mouths, they said, crucify him. So out of all that, Jesus Christ still loved them. And while he was yet dying on the cross, he said, before he died, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. So he is our perfect example. If Jesus Christ, and I know he went through the things that he did for us, if he can say and show love toward all mankind, then that's what we're supposed to be doing, even to our enemies. Even to those that, that get in our face and we know that they don't like us, and we know they're talking about us behind our backs, and they want to see us fail or not accomplish our God purpose, we are to love them in spite of, because God is going to He's going to build a hedge around you so that and protect you, so that those people that are talking about you and don't like you, your enemies, he'll let them live long enough to see you get blessed. And if they're not careful, them same people, they'll be calling you and asking you, Lord, I'm in trouble. I need, you're the only person I could think of. And I've had that happen. Some of those same people that talks about me and can't stand me, those same people, oh, Brother Brown, I got this in my life, and I don't know what to do, child. And I know you're a man of God, and I need somebody to pray for me. Please pray for me. But you know what? I got to pray for them.
Right.
And that's what Jesus did. He's our perfect example. So it is important that we be doers of God's word, because actions speak louder than words. God is not only listening for what we are saying, he's looking at what we are doing. What are you doing on the Lord's behalf while you're here on earth fulfilling your God purpose? What are you doing? Again, actions speak louder than words. Jesus proved his love toward us, toward mankind, because of his love, his great love for us. He showed us how much he loved us through his dying for us and shedding his blood and paying our debt with his own blood, a debt that he did not owe. But he paid it because he knew that we could not pay it. We were so sinful and are sinful, and we could not pay that sin debt. Only Jesus. Thank God for Jesus today. So, Sister Ellis, I thank God for you on tonight. And my prayer for you is that God will continue to keep his hands on you, because you're doing a great work. And I'm saying unto you, like he said in the word, and I think when he was building the wall, he said, you're doing a great work. You can't come down. And so that's to the body of Christ on tonight. For those that are listening on tonight, Saturday night, April the 22nd, 2017, you are in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God? Internet radio show. Be doers of the word and not hearers only. So that's what you are, Sister Ellis. You are being a doer of the word through your ministry, through your radio broadcast. So I'm going to give you a chance right now before we close out tonight's program. If you can please give out your information, how people can reach you. And also I'm going to give you a chance to give your shout out to maybe your pastor or your family or friends at the time. But first, give your contact information out once again, please.
Sure, no problem. For those that are listening, the name of the show is called Changing the Conversation with Shakira Ellis. It airs every Sunday at 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. You can log into MotorCityWoman.com. That's www.MotorCityWoman.com. You can also find me on Facebook. I have a show page entitled Changing the Conversation with Shakira Ellis. You can also find me on Instagram. On my personal page is Ellis Shakira, that's one word. You can find me. You'll find the show updates. You'll find any advertisements that I'm doing. I hope that you'll listen. And I just want to thank you personally, Brother Brown, for having me on the show. It's been an honor and it's been a pleasure. Oh, and I want
it's
to
been
shout
my
out
pleasure.
Before I forget.
Yes, go ahead.
I'm sorry, before I forget, I want to shout out my pastor. My pastor's James Mormon. With Christian Tabernacle Church. So I want to shout him out and his only lady, Sister Loretta Mormon. I also want to shout out my mother, Christine Whitaker Ellis, who's listening right now, along with my along with my sister and brother-in-law, and who are listening. And any family members that I forgot to mention, charge it to my head and not my heart. But I thank you so much for tuning in and listening to me tonight.
Hey, man, you've been such a blessing. And you, I love the way you answered the questions, and you answered the questions so eloquently, and you were spot
Thank
on
you.
With your answers to the questions. And I know God is being glorified through you, and I know that someone has been blessed by the questions and you and the answers that you have given on tonight pertaining to these questions. So, again, keep up the great work that you're doing. You're doing
Thank
a great work
much.
For the Lord, and he have more better is on the way for you. As long as you keep being faithful and keep God first, better is on the way. And what God has for you, it is for you. And so remember that no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper, and that every tongue that rises up against you in judgment, God is going to condemn himself. So he said, vengeance is mine, I will repay. So you don't have to pray tit for tat when somebody do you wrong or mistreat you. Don't worry about it. Just pray for them and keep loving them and be a doer of God's word and be that example, that light, and then God is going to do the rest. And you just keep on walking in your God purpose that he be glorified. So we thank you, Sister Ellis, for being my special guest on tonight, and continue to do great things for the Lord. Is our prayer in Jesus' name. Well, on tonight, to the listeners, I thank you for tuning in faithfully as you always do each Thursday night and each Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. I am your executive director and host, Brother James Brown Jr., and I know that I love you, my listeners, but know this, God loves you even more. Until the next time, continue to be doers of God's word and not hearers only. Until God say the same, we will meet again on next Thursday. God bless you. and I love you. Good night.